And now I think it's probably a good idea to actually get started doing this practice. I talked a little bit longer than I should have, but maybe that's okay. So let's give this practice a try. First, make any adjustments that you might need to feel comfortable. And then let's begin first with oneself, with appreciative joy. So as you settle in, take a moment to reflect on the good things in your own life. These might be things like good health, a safe home, family, friends. Or maybe what comes to mind are just the small pleasures of the day. Like having had a nice lunch or a cup of tea. The sunshine. The autumn leaves that maybe you saw out when you were out walking. So connecting with these things and letting yourself feel the joy and pleasure that you take in them, appreciating the fact that they're part of your life. And just being with that might be enough, but also you might try some of these phrases. I appreciate the blessings in my life. I'm grateful for my happiness and good fortune. May joy come to me. May it grow and continue. May I appreciate my good qualities. May I grow in happiness, peace, and freedom. I appreciate the blessings in my life. I'm grateful for my good fortune. Continuing in your own way for a little while, using any of these phrases that resonates with you, or maybe just a feeling of appreciation. Now, from this sense of one's own sufficiency and gratitude for one's own good fortunes and blessings in life, let's move on to get a taste of some of these other categories. First, trying someone who's very easy. who makes you feel happy when you just think of them. This might be like a benefactor, like maybe a teacher or mentor that's really helped you a lot, or it could be a small child, it might be an animal friend. So thinking of this person or this being, maybe bring an image to mind of them doing something that they enjoy. Or if they have had some really good experience lately, you might think about that. And then perhaps trying some of these phrases. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. I'm happy that you're happy. May you grow in happiness, peace, and freedom. I'm happy that you're happy. May your happiness continue. Repeating the words quietly to yourself, or maybe just being with that feeling of joy. I take joy in your good fortune. I take joy in your happiness. May it continue and increase. So now let's try someone who's a little bit more challenging. This might be a friend or a family member, maybe someone that's more sort of in the dear friend category. Somebody that you care about and whose good fortune makes you happy. But maybe there's a little bit of these near and far enemies that could come in. Maybe you're happy a little bit because it reflects well on you that they're doing well. Maybe you're a little bit jealous of them, you know, the kind of feelings that we often have, like maybe for our brothers and sisters, where of course we wish them well, and yet there's that competition, or with close friends. So maybe bringing up somebody like this, and it's interesting that in a way this category might feel a little more challenging than the benefactor, who maybe is a little bit less close, perhaps. So thinking of this person, probably a good friend or family member. Someone that is in a happy place is good to choose. Thinking of their own joy in a specific situation, or maybe just the joy that they might feel from simple things. And using the phrases, if those are helpful for you. I'm happy that you're happy. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue and increase. Using the phrases, image of that person. Connecting with that feeling of joy, if you can. And then moving quickly, because we don't have a lot of time, and this is just a taste of these categories. Try someone who is a neutral person, somebody you don't know very well. You know, we mentioned this person as like maybe a clerk at the store, or the person that brings your mail, that you might see them, but you don't really know them or their life situation. But you know that they experience joy. And this might be a good situation where you kind of just imagine that person doing a very simple thing that would make anybody happy, that makes you happy. And perhaps imagining you're sharing that joy with them. I take joy in your good fortune. May you grow in happiness, peace, and freedom. I'm happy that you're happy. Maybe feeling that that sense of joy kind of spills over for this person that you really don't know. Maybe even feeling an ease here because you don't know this person. And so all the little rough spots of life that come up with people we know well don't interfere with that sense of joy. And then finally, for the last couple of minutes of our sitting, give the difficult person a try. It doesn't have to be the most difficult person possible. It doesn't have to be a person you think is undeserving. It might just be a person who's difficult because you're kind of jealous of them. And maybe here is a good place to also just imagine them doing some very simple, joyful thing, enjoying some small pleasure, and seeing if you can share that joy. So choosing that person, maybe imagining them. Sitting on a beach or in a beautiful garden. Having an ice cream cone, something, you know. Seeing if you can share that joy. I take joy in your good fortune. I'm happy that you're happy. And if the phrases don't seem right for this person, maybe just having this sense of this person too can feel joy in things that bring me joy. May all beings feel joy and connect with one another's joy.